as lanky Jake, I'm a coyote. My family's all from down West Texas way. I fell asleep one night in a U-Haul trailer, and my eyes opened up to the light of a Kansas day. Then for two more days without a break we traveled. So hungry I saw spots before my eyes. Had to eat the stuffing from that fancy sofa. My human friends were due for a big surprise. We move on north, there's a nip in the air. Gets colder still, there's snow everywhere. I'm a coyote, damn it, not a polar bear. You best believe that my tailbone nearly froze. I leaped out soon as the trailer door was open. Where was I? Hell, I didn't have a clue. I saw some trees and ran at top speed towards them. My paws were froze, but still I damn near flew. And as I ran, I kept my nose a-going to help me locate something good to eat. Then I spotted all those cans outside the houses where coyote instinct said I'd find a treat. I tipped one over just to get an idea. It was chock full of goodies like I never did see. And they left it out just for little old me. Right, neighborly, might not be too bad up here after all. Well, I stayed a few weeks hiding in that forest. That's what they call a stand to scrub up here. Or I'd raid another can when I got hungry, or sneak up behind the pub to grab a beer. Well, the night of my encounter with that poodle, I really don't recall who called out who. It called me names I may well have resented. My pedigree was strongly questioned too. It was long on talk and short on fight. I took tail and all in one big bite. Old lady nearly fainted when she turned on the light. Sorry to do that to your fluffy man, but it was going to be him or me. So I lit out for the sun the very next morning. Towards a truck stop down the highway I did creep. A big rig full of lumber looked inviting. I jumped right up on board and fell asleep. When I woke up we were traveling near the water. The breeze was warm, I liked the salty smell. When we stopped for gas it was time for hasta luego. I was gone before they had the time to yell. I was on Cape Cod, I could see a big sign. No snow on the ground, which I like real fine. That's how I came to this new home of mine. Mighty nice place here, but dang, does it ever get crowded in the summertime. Well, the years have passed, now I have a family. I weren't the only coyote here, you see. I hooked me up with a high-class local vixen. She said her maiden name was Kennedy. Well, we think the humans here are mostly friendly. Except when kitties disappear, we get the blame. I haven't had a tabby steak in ages, but damn, I love to chase them all the same. We got us a den on the old air base. All in all, a quiet sort of place. Reminds me of Texas, all this open space. We kind of miss the armadillos and the rattlesnakes, but I reckon you can't have everything. So drop a line if you think you'd like to visit. Our Cape Cod roadkill tastes a lot like home. Cranberry sauce goes mighty good with possum, but we certainly miss the dumpster at the Dome. If you feel like a swim, there's a beach they call Old Silver. Great place to watch the sunset cross the bay. Get the gang out for a few yips in the moonlight. You never know, you might decide to stay. But I'm a true son of Texas, don't you ever forget. I can still raise hell, ain't been near no vet. They ain't made a liberal out of me yet. Hey, Earl, are we an endangered species or not? Yes, my name is Lanky Jake, I'm a coyote. They call me Lanky Jake, I'm a coyote. Yes, my name is Lanky Jake, I'm a coyote. My name is Lanky Jake.